Universal Periodic Review, the Bhutanese delegation extends our sincere appreciation to Your Excellency for your efficiently steering the discussion of Bhutan's UPR. We'd also like to express appreciation to all member states for your active participation and constructive observations. I'm aware that on account of time, my delegation may not have been able to respond to all comments and advanced questions by member states. However, I would like to assure you that we have taken due note of them and will study them carefully. Bhutan attaches high importance to the UPR process as it serves as a vital mechanism to reflect on our progress, identify challenges, and renew our dedication to work with the international community in further strengthening our efforts to promote and protect human rights. The open and frank dialogue today was truly insightful. The words of encouragement and recommendations from member states today will serve as a good guidance for Bhutan as we continue to advance our commitment to human rights. Many of you expressed appreciation for our efforts and the progress we have made since the third cycle, particularly for graduation from the least developed country category, improvements in poverty alleviation, enhancement in education and health, and advancement of the rights of the women and children and vulnerable groups. Bhutan is encouraged and takes pride in the progress that we have made thus far. Nevertheless, we are aware of our challenges and the need to address them. Member states today have pointed out some of our shortcomings and shared ideas on addressing them, which we highly appreciate. Mr. Vice President, distinguished delegates, Bhutan is unwavering in its commitment to further promote and protect human rights. As a country guided by the philosophy of gross national happiness, Bhutan views the promotion and protection of human rights as a central to all our development objectives. But we also face challenges such as lack of adequate human, financial, and technical capacity. We are yet to recover from the severe fallout from COVID-19 and are facing emigration of citizens at their prime productive age. Towards this end, we will require the active support of the international community as we work to address these challenges. In closing, we extend our appreciation once again for your constructive engagement and valuable recommendations. We will give serious considerations to all of them. I thank you.
Thank you, Your Excellency, for the concluding remarks. And just drawing again the attention that the report of the review will be prepared.